What's up, guys? thanks for tuning into the show.
Sorry, Nate was sitting down.
We are recording this. It's going to come out a little later because I know you guys are like, hey, where's it at? It's Monday morning. Usually it's already on my phone. We're recording this Monday morning.
Right.
I'm going to put it out right after we're done recording.
It's going to be out today.
So yeah, we're going to record it today. It's going to be out today.
Today is the 14th, in case.
Today's the 14th, yeah.
If you're listening to this today, today's the 14th. You already know that. If you're not, then now you know that we did this on the
14th. Now you know it's the 14th.
For us.
So you can go about your day.
Right.
You can go about the rest of your day.
True.
So that's what's happening. So we had a busy week, mm-hmm. weekend.
Week, yeah.
So we're going to talk about what we did this past week.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I just want to say, if you haven't yet, subscribe to the show. Rate the show, share the show. It's the best way to support us. If you like the show, we would really appreciate it, and it's completely free.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't do it, you're kind of an asshole.
I can smell your coffee from here.
Oh, it smells great, doesn't it?
It does. Bones Coffee.
Bones Coffee. It's called Bones.
The company. It's Bones Company Coffee or whatever. It's like that.
Bones Company Coffee.
I don't know. It came up as an ad on like my Instagram. I think.
Oh, is that how you found it?
Well, and I knew people who had like bought it before or like got it. Like Kayla Looney, I think she's gotten it before. And I was like, I mean, that looks good. I like the packaging. And so I browsed the website and I was like, okay. And I looked at it for a while before I actually ever bought it. But they have sample packs and you can get 5 coffees. And I think they're 4 ounce.
Yeah, because we did a couple.
We did a couple of sample packs and we're trying to figure out which ones we like. And then you can subscribe and get like monthly monthly coffee delivered, and you get a little bit of a discount, like a 10% discount whenever you do that, because then it's like a subscription. But we went through 2 sample packs, and then I think I just straight out bought the red velvet because, like, how can you not like red velvet?
Well, you got it like an extra, because the red velvet was also a sample thing.
Oh, did we get a sample? No, they just gave us an extra bag. I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
But we've been ordering since like January, I think is the first order that I put in. But this is the first time we ordered
just one.
Two bags, just two, no sample packs, just 2 bags. We got the French vanilla, which is awesome. And then it's called Mustachio, which is a pistachio coffee.
Yeah.
And I love pistachio everything. But
the skeleton on the bag's got a fucking mustache.
And it's one of those big honkers.
You gotta really appreciate whoever does their artwork. Does a great job.
Yeah, it's funny. They have one, it's like the Day of the Dead, or it's like the Dawn of the Dead or whatever it's called, because like there's just a dude with a chainsaw drinking coffee.
I don't remember what the flavor was.
I don't remember either. They also have one right now that's called Shark Bite. I was gonna get that, but I couldn't
remember.
Does
it taste like bluegill?
Yeah, bluegill maybe. But we have the last of our sample pack right now. Nate is drinking the strawberry cheesecake. Mm-hmm. And it smells like strawberry cheesecake. It tastes like strawberry, not so much the cheesecake, but it does have a strawberry taste to it.
If you're into because you know, I recently learned some people just like their coffee to taste like crap. If you're into flavored coffee, you should definitely check them out. A lot of cool flavors, a lot of options.
And it also doesn't compromise the coffee.
No.
Because, like, the flavors aren't, I don't feel like they're overpowering. They're, like, subtle. They're just, like, there. But the coffee's good.
Yeah. Because we have had, you know, like, when we went to Michigan. Then we came home
we
and bought that cherry. Well, so in Michigan, you know, the cherries, as far as the eye could see. So they have, like, cherry-flavored coffee there. And it's really good. You can tell it's made with real fucking cherries. You can just tell.
Well, and where we went, like the people at the farm, they did it. They made their own coffee, and like with their own cherries.
Yeah, like it tastes like they went to heaven and plucked cherries out of heaven, and then came down and said, "Here's
this coffee.
Here's the cherries that we'll use for your coffee." And you're like, "Okay." And then you drink it, and you're like, "Yeah, these taste like they're from heaven. These taste like heaven cherries."
Yeah.
And then we came home.
Mm-hmm.
And bought cherry flavored coffee from the local grocery store, and it was the worst coffee I've ever had.
On the bag it said with Michigan cherries.
Made with Michigan cherries. We lie. It's a lie.
It's a lie.
It tastes like they found
dried cherries.
It's the scent. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. It might be the scent of a real Michigan cherry.
Right. They just use the
oil. But there's no way. There's no way.
So you could smell
there's
them.
Just no way. It's garbage. It tastes too much like actual shit to have any real parts of a cherry in it.
we talked about going back to Michigan. We, well, because like that vacation, we went to Silver Lake with the entire fam. Like my aunt,
quite an experience.
My aunts, my cousins, my Grammy and granddad, they did a whole family trip. And honestly, like, I wouldn't trade it for the world. Like, there were some times, you know,
mm-hmm.
they got a little...
I did not want to go at all, but...
A little testy. But it was
luckily,
fun.
Luckily, Paul and Courtney were there to Paul get Courtney me through those first few days. Actually, the whole week, honestly, I would not have made it without them.
We went to...
And like, I even told him as much.
Yeah.
It's like, I would not have got through this week without you guys.
My everybody in my family has a very big personality. Every single person. So it's like when you put like, how many of us went? 14? You put
yeah, something
14
like
people who have all big personalities in a room. It gets very loud and it gets very aggressive and very competitive and very fast.
Yeah. And man, God forbid you want to bring up a topic because it's like your family has a tendency to not pay attention when someone's talking or to just... immediately lose interest.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine that on a scale of, you know, like you said, 14 people. It's just like, don't even bother talking.
And but like, and that's the thing. It's like, not everybody is like that.
No,
like,
no.
But there are some.
But there's
like,
enough where
we know who we're talking about.
There's
we're not gonna
enough
name
people where with someone like me who has got all kinds of things wrong with them, I have a stutter, I have anxiety real bad, which are just not great. Like those two things. And then it's like, you know, you get into a thing where it's like, I'm all, as soon as I start talking, I'm questioning what I'm saying and how I sound like and everything else. So it's,
and RF people.
And then
listening.
As soon as, some, you know, I'm going, yeah, did you see, and then you see someone just look away and go, hey, fucking, did you see what happened? And then I'm just like, oh, okay. I'm just not going to talk to you the rest
yeah.
of the time because you're clearly not interested in what I'm saying.
Right.
But that was, yeah, that was, that was something, but you know, we
all the things that we did though, like there was a cute little farm that had fresh donuts every day, and we went and got some donuts one day.
I forgot about that.
And they made cherry donuts with their fresh cherries, and mm-hmm. then like further down they had the cherry farm where we got
the
cherry coffee.
Heaven. There were gummies.
They had cherry gummies,
not like you know THC gummies, but they had cherry gummies,
and those were good,
fucking amazing. Again, those cherries came from heaven. That's mm-hmm. how they make those.
I learned
so
to paddleboard.
Yeah.
That was fun. I fell a lot and I had a lot of bruises, but that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we do? I mean, that was trips from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But we want to go back.
I was just going to say, this is not what we did this last week.
No, that was a trip from 2 years ago. But I was just saying that we want to go back. We went to Silver Lake, which is kind of expensive to go to. Like, that place is pretty hopping. But we did the sand dunes and that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was the time. Yeah. But this past week.
Yeah.
So, I started vacation on Wednesday.
And why is that?
Because my birthday was on Saturday.
Turned 30 years old.
30 years young.
Do you feel any different?
I feel like I am more out of touch with people. No, I mean, I've been telling myself that I've been 30 for the last year anyways, because I've always felt like I was older than people my age, if that makes any sense. I feel like people are finally catching up to my maturity level. If that makes any sense.
Sure.
Like, anyone I know who's turning 30, like, yeah, I'm 30. It's like, I feel like I've been 30 for the last 4 years. So, because I feel like I've never gotten along with people my age. But for the most part, all my friends are older than me. Like, mm-hmm. 3 years older or more. Aside from, like, Mitchell and Taylor. But that's because Mitchell's my brother. You know what I mean? Like, all of my friends are not significantly older than me, but just, like, I don't have many that are actually, like, 30. Like,
yeah.
my age. Except for Jenna. Maybe Jake.
Is she 30?
Jenna turned 30 in October.
Oh, okay.
And then Jake turned 30.
Just like a day ago?
The 10th.
Yeah, a few days ago.
But yeah, so it's like, I mean, I just feel like everyone's finally catching up on my level. I feel like I've always been like an old soul in comparison to everyone else that I know.
Mm.
So
I've always
felt out of touch because I've never liked the same things that people that are my age like.
Yeah.
Like, I like stationary. I don't know anybody else who loves stationary as much as I do in real life.
I used to drive a train.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people used to do back in the day. Used to have a steampunk hat. Coveralls and a monocle.
But I feel good. And you know what? I drank a lot on Saturday because we had a party.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll go through the last week.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
So,
got my hair cut on Wednesday.
Okay, well, let's start with...
I cut 8 inches off.
No, you're still jumping out of turn. I'm trying to do things chronologically here.
That's what happened on Wednesday.
The first thing that's new is that I went disc golf.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry. My bad.
Okay, so I think it was last Sunday, so it's been over mm-hmm. a week now. Ty, a friend of the show, Ty Thaxton, mm-hmm. host of the TNT podcast, mm-hmm. I was like, hey, I want to try to get into some new shit here. Because, mm-hmm. hey, you know what? We've all been inside for the last year trying to do new stuff.
Right.
Stuff that otherwise, had you asked me, hey, you want to go disc golf? I'd be like, that sounds fucking stupid, and so are you. So I was like, you know, because we were making a White Castle run. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, how do you feel about trying to teach me some disc golf? And he was like, sure, let's do it. So I went disc golfing for the first time. Did just bad, just real bad. But it was fun.
I'm not any good at disc golf either. So
I cannot putt at all. But once I stopped, like, I figured out a decent way to throw it. I still don't, like, I've never done things, like, even when I used to shoot a basketball, you know how, like, you're supposed to put one hand underneath the ball and one on the side mm-hmm. to hold the ball, you know. I never do things the way that you're supposed to be able to do them. There's probably something wrong with my arms, honestly. They're just going
directions. You're too much like this.
I would put both hands, like,
and you would
underneath the ball. So, like, imagine what you're supposed to, so if you're right-handed, how you have your hand underneath the ball and you shoot it, you flick of that wrist. Now, imagine both your hands underneath the ball and your thumbs are almost touching each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not like, but that's kind of what I would do, and it obviously looked like ass. I was a decent basketball player. Like, I figured out a way for it to work for me. That's probably what's going to have to happen with every other thing I do. Like, mm-hmm. if I'm going to keep disc golfing, which I want to, it's a lot of fun, I'm going to end up throwing it in a way that's like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Right. So you did this?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. I knew people who did this.
No, not from your chest.
I would still bring flying it backwards.
No, I would still bring it over, like, either over my head. So, like, when I was younger, I would go over my head because I was too weak to throw the ball that far. But I would still bring it over, like, over to my face, like, okay. over your shoulder.
Uh-huh.
But it would just, both hands would follow through instead of
just the one
to balance
through.
And one to follow through.
Oh, gotcha.
So I would still, yeah, like, it was almost like a shot put.
Gotcha.
From my, I have a tendency to keep my elbow out.
Instead of in.
And that's probably because when you throw your elbow out like that, it's because the ball is not balanced. It's not balanced because I had both my hands underneath the ball. But I was too weak to shoot the ball and make it to the rim with one hand, because that's essentially what you're doing. You're shooting with one hand.
Yeah. I wish I was so good at Procreate right now that I could animate like a person, like you doing that, so we could put it on the Instagram. That shit would be funny.
It'd be like when a Cyanide and Happiness was doing the thing for Retro Replay.
Yeah.
What do you say? I never feel excited. No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, it's like, I wish, you know what, I'm gonna commit more time, because, you know, as you guys know, I bought an iPad a few months ago.
Because we are of the elite.
Because we are of the elite, so I'm important now, because I have an iPad, and I have an iPencil,
or an Apple society pencil. Says, if you don't have these things of standard,
you're not important.
To lord over people, so when you're hanging out with them, they go, oh, you know, I spent time with my friends, and then you go, I bought things. I bought an iPad.
Right.
And then they go, oh, that's cool. And you're like, I don't think you understand how cool it is. I mm-hmm. bought this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm contributing. I'm important now.
Right. Yeah. So anyways, I'm committing more time because I wanted to get, I got it for lettering, and I want to do some stuff and potentially maybe do lettering as a profession. It's something I've been throwing around in my head, you know, just with myself, basically. But, I want to do animation, and I really, if I'm going to commit to it, I'm going to learn how to do it, and I'm going to sketch an animation of you just throwing
attempting
the ball.
To shoot a basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then eventually we'll put it up, and then we'll have to reference this again later, whenever it comes back. But it's funny. That's funny. I can see it in my head, and it's just so hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, disc golfing was fun. Then, the next thing that would have happened was, for your birthday, we went to Topgolf.
I got my hair cut.
You got your hair cut.
I got my hair cut.
And your nails done.
I got my nails done, and I got my hair cut. I cut 8 inches off my hair, which is the shortest amount I've ever cut off my hair.
Yeah.
I'm always cutting 12, 13, 14 inches off my hair
at a
time.
I'm going bald every year.
And there was a lady there, and when I was there, listen, I'm not saying what I'm going to say to be like, oh, listen to how many compliments I get. That's not what I'm trying to say. But when I was there, they were cutting my hair.
Everywhere?
And, yeah, cutting my hair. Bobby was cutting my hair.
Here and there?
And then I cannot remember her name right now, but she's the other girl who came to do hair at our wedding for everyone else. There was two women, Bobby and then her friend who
Bobby
was there.
Bobby and friend.
I feel like her name starts with an S, okay, but I think I'm wrong. But she ended up cutting my hair. I cut 8 inches off. It's up to my like shoulder, mm-hmm, just a little bit above my shoulder. And she was like, Bobby, that's such a good like length on her. She looks so good. And then I was like, thank you. And she's like, you are so pretty. And I'm like, oh my God, stop it. And then the lady who her hair, she was cutting, she was like, you are. She's like, you're very beautiful. Your profile. I was just like, oh my God, stop it. Like, seriously. And Bobby was like, oh, you just hate coming here because you get so many compliments. I'm like, I actually am so uncomfortable because it's like, I think everyone wants to be reassured that they look good. But when they were just all three of them talking at the same time about how beautiful I was. I was like, please stop, because I don't know how to react.
And you left with 5 phone numbers that day,
all from women. Yeah, and it was just one of those things. That's like, I don't think people understand, like, when people are just like, learn how to take a compliment. Because, like, I sometimes do that to people, but, like, not to be, like, a shitty person, just to be like, oh, you need to be, like, more comfortable. It's like, it's actually very uncomfortable when there's that many people complimenting you. And you don't know what to say, because, like, what do you say? I'd be like, oh, thank you, I know I look good. No, because you don't want to sound like an ass. And I'm not saying that I'm like, I know I look good. But that day, I felt really good. I got my hair cut. I got my nails done. You know, I felt good that day. But for whatever reason, I was just like, I can't take this. Please stop. Like, please stop. I will give you money to stop saying things.
I really struggle with something. I've gotten better at just saying, oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to be, like if someone said something nice about me, oh, it looks like you're losing some weight or something, I'd go, I'm stupid. Like, huh? Like,
yeah.
Like, I had to find something to talk about how, or I'd just be like, no, I'm not.
Right. And there's a lot of people I know who do that. And maybe it's part of the same thing where they're just
uncomfortable.
They just, well, it's probably one of those things too. It's like, I feel like everyone self-sabotages. They're just like, I know that I look ridiculous, or I know this about myself. So when somebody says contrary, you're just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. And I think I have a problem with it because we used to be those kids who would be like, hey, cool shirt. and then if, God forbid, that person was like, oh, thanks. And they were like, they thought we were being genuine because we're fucking assholes. Mm-hmm. Kids are assholes. It's just the way it is. If you're a kid, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Just the way it is. We would say, oh, hey, cool shirt. They'd say, oh, thanks. And we'd go, yeah, fucking loser thinks he's got a cool shirt on. And just rip into this person.
Right.
For accepting the compliment. I mean, it was a lie.
Right.
And I wonder if sometimes I have some of that where it's just so ingrained in me where I used to make fun of people.
Like, now you don't trust people.
Now I'm just like, well, there's no way this person actually thinks that my shoes are cool.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, no, I got them out of the trash.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't care. It was really nice. They're all very, very wonderful women, and Bobby was like, I'll see you in a year. I was like, probably sooner. Like, I haven't.
In a year.
Well, because, like, the last time I got my haircut was in January 2020.
Yeah.
So a year and a half went by. My hair grows very fast. It probably would have been longer if I didn't bleach it.
Yeah.
But
we had some stressful times there over the
course
of the pandemic.
I mean, everyone had, you know, I feel like there was just one thing
people
after the other.
People were dying, we're bleaching hair. It's just.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing.
So. But yeah, I mean, I feel good.
So then we did Topgolf.
We did Topgolf on Friday.
That was interesting.
That was the first time we ever went to Topgolf. Mm-hmm. So we went, and my best friend Jenna, she came with us. Well, she lives in Columbus, so she met us there. And my dad and my stepmom came, and man, it was a lot. I had a lot of fun. And in case people are wondering, you don't have to be good at golf to Topgolf, because by the end of it, I was fucking hitting balls.
I don't think you should be good at golf and go there.
Well, Dad went, and you know, like, my dad hasn't been golfing in a while, I think because, like, he can't walk as well because of his knees.
Mm-hmm.
But he was out there, he was hitting those balls like he never missed a day on the course. You know what I mean? He was hitting the white way too much. It's like, you need to stop. You're making everyone here feel very insecure.
Well, That's different. I feel like if you are a genuinely good golfer, or you fancy yourself a good golfer, mm-hmm, you do not belong at Topgolf. That's for people who either cannot play golf anymore, like can't, mm-hmm. you know, physically
right.
walk around and still want to be able to go out and smack some dingers.
Well, it's like I think...
Or for people who are garbage, like me, who just want to go hit a golf ball without going to a course and being, you know, feeling like shit about themselves.
I think that, I think everybody can go, but I definitely think that you shouldn't make people feel bad.
Okay, I'll amend it. You shouldn't, if you know you're good at golf, you should not go to Topgolf and then flex.
Right. I feel like my dad was flexing, but you know what? He deserved to flex because like I said, he hasn't been golfing in a while.
Yeah.
I think the last time we went golfing was when he was down in Florida.
I stand by it. No flexing at Topgolf.
I think it depends on who it is.
You should immediately call yourself an idiot after every good shot you have.
Stop it. I don't know why I said it that way. Stop it.
Oh.
Please stop. Oh, please stop.
Stop.
Please, no, but like seriously, please stop.
I'm about to donkey lip this microphone.
Stop it. I quit.
If you heard anything just now, that was me donkey lipping the microphone. Topgolf was a lot of fun though. I was complete garbage.
Their food's reasonably priced and it's delicious.
Okay, well let me finish my story first.
Okay, sorry.
I was really bad at Topgolf, trying all the different clubs. Can't hit off a tee for shit. I kept smacking the actual, just hitting the tee. Started using the hybrid club. Things got better. Started getting some nice thwacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm out there ripping guts and filling butts with my hybrid shots. But things got better after that.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed my time later. Anyway, you want to talk about the food?
Oh, I was going to say the food's reasonably priced and it's really, really good. Too mm-hmm. fancy. I mean, I think they were trying to be too fancy with the nachos, putting the sour cream smeared
yeah.
on the side.
Yeah, like,
calm down.
Know,
I'm just really
going to
put this
in.
Yeah, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
But they have mac and cheese bites, like fried mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And like little tater tot size.
And if you listen to our pod after our anniversary, you know that we got fried mac and cheese from Cheesecake Factory and they were garbage.
There just was too much macaroni and cheese and not enough crisp. These,
yeah.
perfect amount of mac
These
and cheese.
These are the perfect size.
Perfect crisp. It was delicious. 10 out of 10 yeah. recommend. And then, you know, they got the, you know, the injectable donut holes.
Oh, yeah. Tell the people about that. Injectable donut holes.
So they give you donut holes. And then they give you, you can pick from three flavors or you can get all three for an extra dollar.
What?
It's what they said. You can get all three flavors for an extra dollar.
So what's the first option?
I think you pick two and you get a third. You can get the last one for a dollar.
Oh.
And a dollar
I didn't know
extra.
That.
But anyways, you get 24 donut holes, which I thought, like, Kathy
there was
and I,
24 there?
Kathy and I were like, oh, how many orders do we think? Oh, we're like, oh, probably two. And then she was like, how many donut holes come in there? She's like, 24. And we're like, oh, just one is fine.
Oh my God. I didn't realize there were 24 of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's a lot of donut holes. But then they give you a little syringe with chocolate, custard, or
strawberry?
Some raspberry.
Jam of some kind?
Raspberry. Preserves. I don't know. Jelly.
Raspberry fluid.
Yep. And then you inject them yourself. And I attempted to inject a chocolate into my donut.
Yeah, that stuff wasn't coming out very
It long. Wasn't coming out. And all of you
it's
guys made
thick.
Fun of me because then it just, no, it was too liquidy.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
because then
you were
it just
having
went,
a hard time with it because it was too thick.
And then it just like exploded. I got it all over myself and then, you know, all over the floor.
Yeah, because these things weren't super big. They were what, like,
They were. I mean,
about the size of a silver dollar. No,
they're
not
donut
that
holes.
Big. A they quarter.
A little bigger than a quarter.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were donut holes. And they were really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. And then I got an old fashioned. I love old fashions.
Yeah, that was pretty tasty.
And then yeah, it was just a lot of fun. We had a good time. We played for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
They charge us for
we
one game.
We got some
game.
Time for free.
we got half an hour for free.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, let's go.
Yeah.
You don't say anything.
Yeah, that was fun.
I think it's because we moved bays, so they were confused.
Yeah, it was.
Fine with me.
I don't see why they didn't just, because like I know that they had someone else had like a reservation there.
I think they had both of those bays that were side by side.
Oh. Yeah, because yeah. like I just didn't understand why they didn't just
move the other.
Yeah.
I think they reserved two, the both the one we were at
makes
the one
sense.
Next to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Topgolf was fun. If you've never been to Topgolf, I mean, it can get pricey if you go after five.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you guys split it, like if you guys play with like,
yeah,
I think
sure.
I think you can have up to six
up
players.
Yeah.
If you guys are six of you playing,
like
just split the game.
It's like less than $10 a person if you bring six people.
Or, you know, on Tuesdays, you do half price on Tuesdays. Or you can go in the morning and get bottomless mimosas.
Which
Taylor and I talked about. We're like, yeah, we need to go do that.
Yeah. You know, that's not spelled the way that I thought it was going to be spelled.
Mimosas?
Mm-hmm.
M-I-M-O-S-A?
Yeah, I don't know why I thought there'd be an E in there. Mimosa.
Oh.
Well, people say it mimosa, not mimosa.
Mimosa.
Mimosa. Mimosa. It's a mimosa. Ooh.
And yours, okay.
Ooh, mimosa.
I thought you were going to say chavo.
Ooh, chavo.
I hate you.
there's one person who's like, I remember that theme song.
Robbie.
yeah, it's just Robbie.
That's good fun. But
so,
yeah,
then
was
we
fun.
Got to the party,
mm-hmm.
right?
On Saturday.
Yep. That was something. We had how many people we have here? 15?
I don't think so.
No? Less?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't know. There's a certain number of people here.
There's
I don't know, because you get all the kids that were here and stuff.
Yeah.
We had beer pong going. We had cornhole. Mm-hmm. We had
music.
Something else.
We just had music.
Music going.
Pool. People were playing pool. I don't know if anybody played darts.
We had a tent. You know, actually, so like a lot of the kids were in there playing pool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we talked about it out here. I think you may have been outside. But we're like, we hope the kids don't even see that the dartboard's over there.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody was in there with them.
Right.
And so we're just waiting on like one of the kids to like just start crying.
Right.
Because someone got a dart thrown at them. Because you can't trust kids and not throw darts at each other.
Right.
Because they're all under the age of 12.
Right.
But I don't think they ever found them.
That's fine.
Found the darts, yeah. But we're all getting... Everyone was drinking except for me. I had about a half of a beer. But I did have a half of an edible.
Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
Well, I had a quarter of an edible. And then... I was like, nothing's happening. So I had another quarter of an edible, which makes a half. And I have been, I'll tell my story of the party, and then if you want you to tell your story, mm-hmm. well, you know, we can jump in and out. But I'm gonna keep talking until you say something.
You had half an edible.
Had half an edible. Didn't hit me when I thought it was going to. Like I said, I have been higher before in my life. I just wasn't prepared for how high I ended up being. So there was a decent stretch, what would you say, like 40 minutes where I just had to go lay down.
Yeah, 40 to an hour. I can't remember.
Yeah. Because I remember standing outside. My fucking legs felt so heavy. Not that I was going to get sick or anything. I was just like, dude, I want to lay down. I felt like I weighed 1,000 pounds.
You were double, like you were holding one beer with both hands. And you were like, this is so heavy. And I'm like, what? You're like, I got to put it down.
Yeah, it was too heavy. Because
mm-hmm.
We played a little bit of Pong, and mm-hmm. I still remember making like 4 shots.
Yeah.
So, like, I wasn't as good as what I normally am, mm-hmm. but...
I'm really good at this.
Normally, I'm, you know... I'm pretty great at the Pong. I actually thought about setting up Pong outside. Well, I could do it inside. And just practicing.
Yeah, you don't even need a long table, honestly. You just, like, stand away and just...
Just set it up on, like, the kitchen table or something. And just sit there and throw balls in there. And then, because, like, I want to be like, a card shark or, like, a pool shark. So work for cards. At Pong, where I'm like, oh, I don't know. I haven't played in a while. And I'm just, and then, like, I'll miss a couple on purpose. Mm-hmm. Bad.
Mm-hmm.
So the people go, boy, this guy sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just start fucking.
Yeah.
Sinking a-holes.
Sinking a-holes.
That's what it's called. Sinking a-holes. But what else was going on? Just we had a lot of food.
No, I made a homemade shredded chicken
mm-hmm.
for the first time ever. And I used like chicken breast, like fresh chicken breast, not out of can, because a lot of people make theirs out of cans. And then they, like, throw it in a pot, like, on the stove. Whereas I just put, you know, we put, like, 6 pounds of chicken in a crock pot with some...
Yeah. It was a lot.
Some soup, whatever soup.
Some soup.
Some chicken, cream and chicken. Yeah. There we go. A cup of water. You know, I'm just going to tell you my whole recipe. It was real easy. crackers and then some stuffing. And that shit was good.
Made a lot of it.
We had a deli tray, which was gone, which has never been gone.
I got almost none.
Yeah, I got like 4 crackers and then 4 pieces of meat and 4 cheeses.
I got two. I got one cracker with a piece of salami on it, and then one cracker with pepperoni. Yeah. Excuse me, pepperoni on it. And that's all I got out of that tray.
Yeah, and then
like who ate it?
I think the kids did, because I don't think they like the chicken, the shredded chicken. I didn't even think about it.
I bet the kids did eat it.
I know that my dad brought a watermelon, and the kids ate all the watermelon.
Jenny had so much fucking watermelon.
I didn't get any watermelon.
I got no watermelon
at all. It was okay. Well, you know what? I got one piece, and it wasn't that sweet. So now that I'm like complaining that they brought me a not very sweet watermelon, because it was still good.
Yeah.
It just wasn't as sweet as I like my watermelon to be. And then we had chips.
So I remember Zenny standing here, and he goes, I'm not feeling very good. And I was like, why? And he goes, I had a lot of watermelon.
He just got a plate and just put watermelon on it. He got nothing else, just put watermelon on his plate. But you know what? At least little kid likes watermelon.
Yeah, that's true.
We made a cake together on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of fun.
It was a birthday cake?
It was a birthday cake. It was a vanilla sprinkles cake. There's sprinkles inside of it and on top.
It was birthday cake flavored as well, right? Like it was
just vanilla flavored.
Oh, I thought it was like a birthday cake. You know, like because like they have the flavor
birthday cake. I think birthday cake is just vanilla cake.
Oh, okay. Well, I was asking because I was standing in here with Robbie, and then Mitch came in, and he was looking at the cake, and Mitch goes, "Oh, what kind of cake is this?" And I said, "Birthday cake." And he's like, "Oh, thanks, asshole." And I was like, "No, like the flavor is birthday cake flavor."
I don't think you can say birthday cake flavored cake. It's just birthday cake at that point.
Yeah, but you can have a birthday cake that's red velvet.
I know, but if you're saying birthday cake, if that's the flavor, it's just birthday cake.
It's just birthday cake.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was right. It's birthday cake.
It's a vanilla cake. It was a vanilla cake with vanilla icing. But we put sprinkles in it.
There were sprinkles in it.
There were supposed to be sprinkles in it, and I got the sprinkles that they said to get. They said to get the Jimmies, and the Jimmies bled into the cake, and it was purple.
Yeah.
When we baked it, but when you cut open, it wasn't as purple as it looked as a batter. And you could still see the sprinkles on the inside, which I was very happy with. Cause
you know, I didn't even think about that. The inside of it wasn't as purple.
It wasn't as purple. Oh. It was like a light lavender, but there was still white in it.
Yeah, because like as we were mixing it, you could see where, some sprinkles still had their color and some were white.
Yeah.
Like it sucked all the color out of it. We called it like the unicorn cake.
The unicorn cake, yep.
Because it was, yeah.
It
that
looked
was
like
something.
A unicorn going into the pan.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was.
It was a really good cake.
That was something.
And the icing that came with the recipe.
It was really good.
Was a little, it was supposed to be like, I don't know, the icing was too wet for my liking. So I added extra powdered sugar. Basically made it into my own icing. Like I just pretend that I don't ever use my own icing when it comes to recipes.
One thing I've learned from you is that if you're making a cake and you make the icing and the icing's not great, just keep adding powdered sugar to it until it's good. Because that will work. Because I remember you making some icing, you did not like it.
Mm-hmm.
There was something wrong with it. You
it
just
kept separating.
Fucking dumping powdered sugar
it
into it. And then
separating.
It eventually became good.
It kept separating because the butter was separating.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there's too much fat in it and not enough sugar.
Mm.
There wasn't enough to bind it.
Just keep putting sugar in it.
Yeah.
Those are the rules.
I mean, there are other things that you can do, but yeah, that's probably the best thing to do. And that's if you're making an American icing. Like, meringue buttercreams are different. Like, I mean, I make American icing. It's easier.
Mm.
It's just butter, some milk, powdered sugar, flavor. That's it. But you have to have the correct ratio, because that's where people get it wrong. You know.
Well, let's talk more about that.
Yeah.
let's get into the specifics. Now, how much butter exactly would you put into a Hungarian meringue?
I've never made a Hungarian meringue. I didn't know there was one.
There probably isn't. It was a joke.
But, no, yeah, so we did that. We had cake. Oh, Sammy made no-bake cookies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told Cruz, I said, hey, remember that one time when Sammy made no bakes? And he was like, yeah, do you want some for the party? And I was like, I mean, if she wants to do it, she can. Now, if you were to say that to someone, or someone said it to you, mm-hmm. hey, cookies or whatever, you're thinking 12.
She made a fucking...
There had to have been 50 of them in
she
there.
She probably doubled the batch, and the cookies were even bigger than...
They were big.
They were big no-bakes. Because, like, no-bakes, I feel like, are, you know, like, the size of a Chips Ahoy.
Just a regular cookie.
Size, but these things were double the size, and they were huge.
Yeah.
And then my dad was leaving. He was like, I love shredded chicken. I was like, take half of it home. So I gave him a bucket of that, and I was like, you want some no-bakes? He's like, you know I do. And we had, like, basically, the whole thing was still full. It looked like people, it looked like nobody ate those. I gave my dad at least 12. I just kept fucking throwing them, and we still had, like, 12 left over.
Mm-hmm. I ate three yesterday, I think. I ate two or three on Saturday.
On Saturday, I ate like four.
Yeah. But yeah, we had a shit ton of cookies. Mm-hmm. And then we made out pretty well with booze this year for birthdays.
Yeah.
Because I got that, because your parents got me a half a gallon of scotch.
Oh, that's right. And they got me
for
the
my birthday.
Lemon vodka.
They got you the lemon vodka, which is gone now, right?
Well, I had two because they gave me one last year. And I finished that bottle on... I finished it. I drank the entire thing on Saturday. And the other bottle's over there.
Yeah. And then Cruz gave me a bottle of Devil's Cut, which is my favorite bourbon. And then he left his Jameson Black Barrel here. Robbie got us a bottle of Four Roses. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of party...
airplane size.
The airplane size boozes.
We got Jack Daniel's, Maker's Mark, and then the Woodford Reserve.
Oh, of the airplane size mm-hmm. stuff. Yeah, like I remember talking to Robbie and Christy were in here, and then David came in, and I was like, "Isn't it just so weird that giving booze to people is an acceptable
present.
Gift?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying that I'm not happy when I get one. I'm just saying, like, think about all of the stigmas that are tied to booze.
Mm-hmm.
And how people don't want you to drink too much. And then it's like, hey, here's a half a gallon of scotch that I got for you because I thought you would like to drink this half a gallon of scotch.
Well, like, and that's the thing with, like, the alcohols like that. It's like they age. Like, they like, well. It's not like something that we're like...
Well, yeah, no. Yeah, like, I'm aware it's not like milk where you've got a shelf life. You have to drink this half a gallon of scotch by next week.
I've got a nice aged milk. It's basically cottage cheese now.
Yeah. Put some salt on it. Eat it with a spoon.
That sounds so fucking
gross. Isn't that what the people do?
I think they do. Jelly. People eat it with jelly.
Yeah. I remember people having a conversation about what they eat their cottage cheese with. And someone said fruit,
mm-hmm.
Salt. There's some other stuff. I was like, I don't eat it. So I don't have that problem. But I just thought it was so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just really thought about it. Like, it's fucking... I don't know. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
But that's acceptable. Hey, here's this giant thing of booze.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, and I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not saying
like
I don't like to get booze. I just think it's odd that's a thing.
And I feel like it's like the older you get, it's like even more acceptable. Because like women usually get each other wine. It's mm-hmm. like, I got this bottle of wine.
Yeah.
I'm not a wine drinker. I mean, I'll drink wine. Somebody's got to give it to me. But I'm not usually a wine drinker.
Yeah. You like wine.
I do like wine. Like, sometimes I'll get wine where, like,
yeah,
you know, if I'm feeling, like, I want, like, a casual drink after work. Because, like, if I'm drinking after work, I don't want something that's, like, I don't want, like, a burp. Like, I don't want, like, something that's going to, like, fuck me up.
Mm.
Well, where wine will do that if I drink the entire bottle. But wine's pretty, I don't know.
I don't drink a lot of wine. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't drink that much at all anyways. And... I remember I had a glass and a half of that scotch. It's really good scotch. I can't remember what it's called. It's like Dewar's or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a glass and a half of that, and it was the only alcohol that I had in a while. Not at the party. This is like a couple weeks ago, and I was sitting on the couch playing my game, and I stood up, and I was like, "Dude, am I buzzed?" I just kind of stood there for a minute, and like you were taking a nap on the couch, and I just kind of stared at you, and I was like. Like, dude, I'm a little buzzed. So I just mm-hmm. sat back down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to have any more. I'm not trying to get hammered here. I just don't drink that much.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I want. It's like, I want to be able to, like, drink something that's going to give me a small buzz, but I didn't drink a lot to get that buzz. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, when I have beer, it's like I have to have, like, 4 or 5 beers before I feel
any type of way. Just can't drink beers all that much anymore. It fucks my stomach up. It gives me a headache. I can't sleep. I just don't. Beer's just not for me
anymore. Actually really surprised I didn't have any. Like, I drank that entire bottle of D-Buddy's lemon vodka, and I didn't have any of my Zango or the lemon berry pink ribbon.
Oh, you didn't have any of that stuff?
No. I just drank Sprite and vodka the entire night.
Sorry, guys. I had to take a quick moment so I could piss, and then while I was in there, had to take a crap.
That was a fast crap, though.
Yeah. Well, it's because I had already pooped once today. So, you know what I mean? I'm going anywhere between 2 and 5 times a day.
Yeah.
That's accurate. I probably have something wrong with my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Probably. But, anyways.
Yeah, was that it?
Party.
Everybody had a good time.
Nate got me some really cool stuff. My birthday, he got me a backpack that I wanted. What else did I get?
$5,000 backpack.
He got me, okay, so if you guys know me, which, I mean, if you're listening here, you've probably heard me talk about To All the Boys I Loved Before, because we've talked about it before. And I love the series, love the movies, love the books so much. Nate got me a signed copy of To All the Boys I Loved by Jenny Han, who wrote the book. And I gave my other copy to Corey.
Oh, did you? I was going to ask you about that.
I gave it to Corey, and she goes, seriously? I was like, yeah. I was like, Nate got me a signed copy. And she was like, that's so nice. But so I got that. He got me a Peter Kay and Lara Jean Funko Pop, which I love so much. And then he got me a Japanese stationery subscription box, which was really, really cool.
Because you're very into stationery.
I love stationery.
And Japanese.
And Japanese stationery. And then Paul got me some Japanese gel pens, and then 100 fine liners.
A pack of 100 of them. Like,
100
good Lord.
Fine liners.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, yeah, so it was a good birthday. I had a good one.
And you got the Starbucks gift card.
Oh,
so
and I got a Starbucks gift card.
That's the most important thing, honestly.
It's not the most important thing, but I am going to get a coffee tomorrow, probably, with it.
I feel like there was something I wanted to talk about from the party, but now I cannot remember what it was.
Mitchell made tocino ribs.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Mitch, if you're listening, I love the ribs.
The flavor was good. I feel bad.
It was a little fatty for you.
I'm not a huge fan of fat on my ribs, and the one I ate was primarily fat.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. I thought everything went well.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah. And then I was going to say, so we finally met our new neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They, oh,
I,
she.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
The other word that I have for them. We met our new neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And you got.
Yeah. She was like, do you like tequila? And I said, yes. And she goes, well, here's this. Happy birthday. I was like, what? She gave me a bottle of tequila. Yeah,
just a fucking bottle of tequila.
And if you turn it upside down, the tequila goes into the lid or into the top of it, which is like a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you didn't have to do that. And she's like, no. She's like, there's somebody that she works with who goes to Mexico every year, and he just got back from Mexico and brought her this tequila from Mexico. I don't know the brand. I need to go look at it. And she doesn't like tequila.
You keep talking, I'll check.
She doesn't like tequila, so she gave it to me, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. So now I can make margaritas whenever I want.
I'm coming back. It says Tequila Revolucion.
I don't know what that is, but...
There's no worm in it. Is that a tequila thing? Or is that vodka?
I have no idea.
What's the thing with the worm?
I don't know.
No? No. If you're out there and you're a boozer, message us and let us know if it's tequila or if it's vodka. There's one where they put a worm in the bottom of it because it soaks up...
It's gross. I'm not doing that.
Tapeworm.
But yeah, that was really nice, and...
It's not a tapeworm.
That was really nice, but now it's a beautiful bottle too. It's a nice looking bottle.
Yeah.
So that's nice. It's like, you know, like I do like tequila because I do love margaritas. So I'll probably get stuff to make margaritas with because I love classic margaritas on the rocks. So.
Do you think people gift booze to adults because by the time that's like, you know, like you're getting booze, you, as far as like society goes, you should have grown up out of video games or toys or like collectibles. Like, stuff that you would have got when you were younger. that I would honestly still be okay with getting. Like, if somebody got me, like, a PlayStation gift card, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
I think it's more of like...
It's like, hey, you're an adult now. You should booze all the time.
I don't think it's because they think that you've grown out of things, but I think it's like a surefire way to like know. It's like, yeah, I know you like this, so this is what I got you.
It's a foolproof gift.
Right.
Like, if you are an adult and you drink ever, like, mm-hmm. like you don't even have to be
you've
a
drinker.
You've
probably told somebody that your favorite drink is this, and they're like, oh, well, I'll get you bourbon for your favorite drink. Or it's like if my dad was just like, I want a case of PBR for my birthday, I'd be like, okay. You know what I mean? Like... simple. Yeah. it's just a foolproof gift.
Yeah. For people, it's like, you know, like Ty doesn't drink.
Right.
But at any time, if he said, well, you know, I occasionally enjoy gin, mm-hmm. I could get him a bottle of gin.
Last
and that would be an acceptable
years.
Gift.
Right.
Well, yeah, like not only would one bottle last him until he died, mm-hmm. like but just because at some point he had said, I occasionally enjoy gin mm-hmm. and tonic or whatever, I could be like, yeah, here's a bottle of gin, and that would be perfectly acceptable because occasionally he does drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's odd.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But yeah, I think it's just more of like, you
but
just
yeah,
know.
Yeah, like it's a foolproof. It's like this, it's like right next to money.
Mm-hmm.
It's like money is 100% and then booze is 99%.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know,
yeah, it's
the
like
ratio
I'm never
going
to say no to like alcohol.
Well, it's like, you know, especially if someone's willing to buy you
like a nice $40
or $50 thing,
like a nice one, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to buy this for myself.
And that's almost kind of like what we do. Like, we will for like special occasions, or if like there's something we find and we're like really, really want, we really want to try, we'll do that. But it's not like all the time that mm-hmm. we do. So,
yeah.
Like, I splurged and I bought 2 6 packs of the Zango by Ryan Geist because that shit's so good. So good.
Yeah, I had most of a can.
It's
just too high.
Sunday was your mom's birthday, so we went out to see her.
Mm-hmm. She would have been 55 this year.
Yep.
So
we had lunch with her and Sarah and the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the boys got into a sewer.
Yeah.
You know?
And then picked out a frog.
Yeah.
Gross. And then I had to go to work, which was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Went in on your vacation.
Yeah.
So that's
I'm
fine.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think that's it for that. I will say, I know you're thinking, hey, you guys are our go-to for Marvel stuff. We trust your opinions implicitly because you have the best opinions mm-hmm. about Marvel stuff. We did not watch the Loki show.
We forgot.
Totally forgot about it. Honestly, it's like I was telling Robbie, not that I'm not going to watch it. We will watch it. We'll probably have watched the second episode before
we do another podcast.
Yeah. So for the next pod, more than likely, we'll talk about the first 2 episodes of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a little bit of superhero fatigue.
You've been getting superhero fatigue since the
I've been
Endgame.
Superhero fatigued for a while, mm-hmm. but it's getting worse in the aspect of, had this show come out 5 years ago, I'd have been like super, super into it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just like, I'll get to it.
Yeah.
I'll get to it when I get to it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm just not super excited about a lot of stuff, Marvel-wise.
Right.
Except for the next Spider-Man. I am excited for that because of all the stuff that they're, you know, it's more than likely going to be a multiverse with, like, different Spider-Men in it.
Yeah.
From the other movies.
Right.
So
I'm very excited about it. I'm actually kind of sad because isn't Tom Holland taking a break after he finishes Uncharted?
Yeah.
So that's kind of sad because he's good. But you know what? He's been there the entire time. He's been working really hard lately. And, you know, he needs a break. Everyone needs a break.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's young. He's like 20.
24, 25, isn't he?
Oh, is he? I don't know. I thought he was
he's older than 20.
I thought he was just a baby.
No. I'm pretty sure he's, for some reason, I want to say he's 25. Alexa, how old is Tom Holland?
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Alexa.
He just turned 25 on June
1. That's fine. Stop listening.
Alexa, go fuck yourself. She's still listening.
Alexa, stop listening.
There we go.
She doesn't respond well to anger.
Did you like it? Because she was like, what did you say? And then I say it again and she's like, watch your back. Oh,
jeez. I'll burn this motherfucker down.
Come on, Pookie, let's burn this motherfucker down.
But, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I think we'll watch Loki.
Yeah.
We'll watch both of them. We'll tell you guys about it next week.
So, no opinions on this episode.
I finished. You want to talk about what we're consuming? Sure. Are you consuming anything?
Am I? I don't think so. I don't think I've watched anything new in the last week.
You finished your book?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know. It's not something that I don't... It's a philosophy thing, okay. So like it's kind of hard to be like, here's my thoughts on philosophy.
Right. He read a philosophy book.
It's just
a thinker. So he finished that. He would tell me ideas the other day, and like,
if you want to talk about philosophy, you can message me and we'll talk about philosophy. Yeah. I don't think it's something.
Do you
that,
feel
like,
enlightened after you read it?
I just. I like the idea of finding new ways to think about things, right. and accept things that I can't control,
mm-hmm.
or things that are inevitable.
Right.
So this probably isn't the avenue for that.
Right.
Here.
Okay. Well, I just didn't know. Not that you like wanted to go in depth on it, like I just wanted. Like, did you enjoy your book?
I'm gonna keep reading different philosophy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This one's by Marcus Aurelius. He was one of the last emperors of Rome,
mm-hmm.
Before it fell, and he would like write letters to himself, and that's what's in this stuff. So it's like you're supposed to read it, thinking about the fact that he wrote this to himself, and that you know they all knew that they were going to die soon, you know, between war and the plague that was sweeping through the camp.
Right.
But yeah, like if I would say if you're having a hard time with anything, struggling with being able to like for me, I feel like I have control issues.
Yeah. I was gonna say if it's a control thing, maybe this might help you.
And so it's like I said, it's helped me kind of try to put some things into my practice of helping with that kind of stuff, like being able to be okay with letting things go or,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know.
Yeah. I finished the Shadow and Bone trilogy book.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Books, right.
The trilogy. I also finished Shadow and Bone.
The show a couple more times.
One more time. So now I've watched it three times.
And then you watched.
I watched the first episode. You need to stop judging me. Okay. I started watching it again because it's like I told you the other day, like I wasn't feeling like I was feeling fine yesterday, but I think I was a little bit hungover, be honest.
Oh yeah.
And so it's like when I'm sick, I usually like to watch Harry Potter because it makes me feel good. I know what's gonna happen. I don't have to think about too much. And I told Nate that I think that Shadow and Bone is like my new Harry Potter. I really enjoy the show. I think they do it really well. I love the characters, blah blah. And yeah, so I started watching it again yesterday when I was a little hungover and I felt like a little queasy because my belly was a little hurt.
Mm.
But I finished the book series, Shadow and Bone Trilogy. Those are the three books, Shadow and Bone, Siege and Storm, and then Ruin and Rising. And it was so good. I cried at the end of Siege and Storm, and I cried at the end of fucking Ruin and Rising, which is like, oh God. It was just a roller coaster of emotions and a lot of things happen. She's very good. She's a very good writer. And I started Six of Crows, which is another part of the Grishaverse that she has made. There's two books in that one, and then there's a duology of, you know, another two people, I guess, in that. So, well, I mean, I'm going to read them all. I'm going to read all the books. But they're really good, and if you like reading and you like kind of fantasy, it's a good series to read, I think.
Yeah.
In my opinion. So, going to do that. I'm gonna read that. So.
And like, they're not like super long either, but they're also not short to where like you might feel like you're reading something that's not meant for an adult.
Right. Like, I mean,
I've done that before. Where, like, if a book's too short, I'm like, well, what's this about?
Yeah, I think they're supposed to be like late teenagers, mm-hmm. but anything that's happening there doesn't feel like they're teenagers. If that makes sense. But
yeah, like I don't feel like some of the book genres that things get put into, like. Sometimes don't do the book any favor.
Right.
Because it's like, this might be a YA novel, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's written for them, it might just mean that that's where you, at that age, is where you might start to understand the
right
the stuff that's happening in it. Like, if you're a very young child, you're not going to understand what's happening. But that doesn't mean you can't enjoy it as a 60-year-old.
Right. I definitely think that, like, these books are, like, yeah, they are considered YA, but...
That means y'all.
I think the fantasy books for young adults are a little bit more interesting. I've never read an adult fantasy, so I don't know.
I wonder if, like, Lord of the Rings would be considered,
I feel like that would probably
like
be,
that.
Like, adult fantasy.
Man, I fucking...
But, you know, it's just like, you know, whatever.
I couldn't finish the first one.
But, and here's just my tidbit. Don't judge people for what they fucking read. Because, like, I'm always afraid people are going to judge me when I'm, like, looking through the young adult section. But it's like, to all the boys I loved as an adult, or as a young adult, now, guess what? It's fucking good.
It's like...
It doesn't matter what your age is.
If
you read what you like. You listen to what you
about,
like.
Yeah, it's like, think about the stuff that you are into. Like, if you're going to go, look at this person, you know, reading this or listening to this.
Right.
Nerd. Like, anything that you like, you could be considered a nerd about.
Right.
Like, if you're really into football, guess what?
You're a
football nerd. And that's okay. You should accept it.
But don't sit there and make fun of other people.
Yeah, you can't be a guy who sits on his couch watching the basketball game with his James Harden jersey on, yelling at the screen, well, this is what I would have done, while you're sitting there eating food that athletes would never touch. And then you judge someone for listening to, you know, Katy Perry or something.
Right.
It's like, well, I mean, you're a nerd too. It's like, just be okay. It's like, yeah, you cannot like the stuff that they're into, but it comes with the fact that you have to accept that you are also a nerd.
Right.
It's like, I'm allowed to make fun of someone who might listen to, like, you know, Taylor Swift, because, you know, she's a terrible person or whatever. But I also admit that I'm a full-on nerd for the things that I like.
Right. I think, yeah, you have to have a little bit of humility in the things that you like.
Yeah. Don't take anything too seriously.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Don't take what I just said seriously either. It's all... Everything I say is meant
subjective.
To be a joke.
Yeah.
I think 5% of the things I ever say are meant to be serious.
Just 5?
It's probably 5%.
You're the reason I have trust issues then.
It's just... I don't know. I'm a big advocate of intent. I feel like you should be able to listen to almost anything I say and know if it's a joke or not.
Right. That's true. But anyways, so, you know, I finished that. I'm very excited about reading Six of Crows. I have a couple books that I've lined up after I finish, you know, the Grishaverse books. And then...
I don't have any books right now.
I mean, you can read Shadow and Bone. It's really good.
I'm hoping I get a book for my birthday. If not, we got to go to Books A Million here soon.
Stop it.
Okay. I won't say anything else.
Just stop. You're not allowed to buy yourself anything too close to your birthday.
I know. Those are the rules.
Those are the rules.
Dude, that's a terrible rule when you're a child.
It is.
It's like, dude, I need something. And it's like, you can't get anything this much out from your birthday. Like,
right.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
Especially if you've already been given birthday money.
Right.
It's like, no, you can't get anything with that for 2 weeks.
Right.
Oh,
I will say that, like, I remember I was going to get my grandma, like, a Vera Bradley purse because she really wanted one. And she fucking went and bought herself one, like, 3 days before her birthday. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, you don't do that.
And I think I already bought the bag for her. I think I did. I'm just like.
What'd you do with it?
I gave it to her still.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I wasn't going to not give it to her. But, like, what are you doing? Stop buying yourself things like that.
You should have taken it back.
It's different if you're buying yourself, like if I bought myself a pack of pens, like, it would have been fine because pens are. I'm always expecting pens. Now I have over 500 pens because Paul put me over the limit. I mean, there is no limit. The limit does not exist.
It was like 20% of it in one package.
The limit does not exist, but...
Yeah. The ceiling is the roof.
I said that to Corey the other day.
Did you have the ceiling is the roof?
Yeah. We were talking about something and how people just don't know how to say words. It's like, yeah, it's like you could be like Michael Jordan. The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof. The greatest basketball player of all time said the ceiling is the roof.
Speaking of Corey, I just want to say that my friend Corey, she does sublimation for t-shirts and she does pressing on cups and stuff like that. So she made me this awesome tumbler that has a skeleton Starbucks logo.
I love that logo.
It's so cool because one, I'm emo forever. So I feel like it's very emo-esque, but also it has a bunch of Harry Styles stickers all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she made that for me for my birthday. She made me a shirt that says Save the Drama for Your Mama. It's the shirt that Rachel wears in Friends, but also Harry's sister made him one that he wore on stage one time. So I got that, and she got me some sunglasses and a mug that says cheers 30 years, and then 100 Harry Styles stickers.
Yeah, so, I'm gonna have to take one of those and put it on my coffee mug.
You can. There's so 100
of them.
Yeah, I gave her two back because there was like a bunch that were extra, like the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave her some of those, and I was like, "Here, take these," because she said that Addie liked them. I was like, "Don't. I don't need 100 stickers. I mean, I do need them, but I don't need 100 stickers." Huh. So, shout out to Corey. I think she's the longest friend I've had, ever.
Yeah, she. I mean, she seemed like she had a good time.
Yeah. She doesn't get out much. She has three kids.
Yeah.
One of them is going to be four.
One's going to be 13. Or two of them.
Her girls are going to be 13 this year. So she's like freaking out. But she's like, how am I supposed to have teenagers? I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
Just got to fucking hold on for dear life.
She's like, do you know how I was when I was a teenager? I was like, yes, I do. I remember you. I remember them days.
I remember saying that I hoped that whatever kid Sarah had was going to be as much of an ass to her as Sarah was to mom. But now I don't want that because I like Zyler.
But you know what?
I don't want him to be a piece of crap.
He's not going
to
be a piece of crap. I don't think.
I don't think so.
I think he's too mindful. Like, he's a good kid. So I don't think he will.
Yeah.
But. All right. That's all.
Yeah.
I have a fun fact. Do you want to end with a fun fact?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, because we're over an hour. We could probably just wrap it up.
Just really quick, there's gonna be, we talk about our, I made a logo for us. It'll be on the next episode, right? Probably.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Sorry, I hear a beeping. Hear it? No.
I hear something, but I don't know if it's a beeping.
So you've been working on a new logo for us.
I made a new logo, and this fun fact will be a clue.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you guys what it is.
All right.
I'm just going to be a clue to this, okay? Because you know I do fun facts at the end of the episodes.
Okay.
Pterosaurs and marine reptiles, like the ichthyosaur and the mosasaur, are not technically dinosaurs because dinosaurs are typically land dwelling. So that's the fun fact.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. There you go. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We're going to wrap it up and wrap it out.
Wrap it up and wrap it out.
Make sure you, if you haven't subscribed, share, and rate the show. Helps us out. Mm-hmm. It's completely free. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Make sure you tune in next week, and we'll be back here, and we'll fucking, you know,
give
fucking
you more
jack-a-lackin'
more shit to talk
and
about.
Sucking and fucking.
Oh, my God.
Bye-bye.
Bye.